Hello, my name is William Rule, and I'm the Executive Director of the Institute for Learning and Development, which is a New York State OASIS Certified Education and Training Provider. And if you'd like more information on the Institute, you can go to my secure website, www.imustnotuse.com, where we have online OASIS Certified Continuing Education courses. Having said that, if you're listening to this as a podcast, let's get started. The topic of this podcast is Patients' Rights and Responsibilities. It complies with the OASIS pamphlet, BR63-3/11 revised, a copy of which is on the podcast webpage. For your convenience, you can download it. The presentation is given before a live group of clinicians, counselors, CASACs. So put yourself in the classroom setting and be part of the class. And let's get started.
You can't do something that's going to be have an adverse effect negative effect on the patient. That wouldn't be ethical. And I think you said it, that we don't want to do something that's going to be harmful for the patient. And the reason we don't want to do that is because patients have rights. So we're just going to take a talk about that just for a second. Patient rights. So we have to know what the patient's rights are because we have to protect, it's our ethical responsibility to protect the patient's rights. So, because this is a lot of information, I'm just going to give you a handout, and I'll just show you here, Jack, that this is, hold on to this, okay? Because this is OASIS material.
Okay.
And it's on the OASIS exam, okay? It's on the exam, okay? So we give everybody one. You've got one. Tony, here's one for you. John. And did you want one too? How about in the back? Did you pass them back there to everyone? I want everyone to have a copy of that. Now this is a lot of information. So, because I want to move forward with the information, just take a minute to look it over, and keep this with your file that I've given you there, that the folder. Keep that with and bring it to the next class. Because I'm going to build on the material. So keep this with you and keep it with you, you know, as part of your career as you move forward. But let's just look at here. So it's rights and responsibilities. All OASIS certified and funded treatment programs are required to operate in accordance with mental hygiene law and regulations, as well as other applicable state and federal laws. As such, individuals in treatment are entitled to certain rights and likewise must fulfill certain responsibilities. So it's our legal responsibility to know what these rights are and to inform the patients what their rights are. Did you follow that? It's our legal responsibility to inform the patients of the mental hygiene laws, that they have rights. And we have to explain that they have the right to be informed of the program's rules and regulations. That's called informed consent. So we have to inform them of what their treatment is, what the rules and regulations are. We have to inform them legally what is our program is about and what their treatment is going to be about. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Let me give you an ethical dilemma. Do you think it's ethically okay for someone to come into a program and as part of the program we have an experimental, I'll make it extreme, it wouldn't be this extreme, we have an experimental drug that's going to wipe out something. And that we're going to slip it to the patient in their medication, when they come for their medication, or as we're going to include another drug in there We're going to include it in this one and not in that one, and then we're going to watch to see if there's any difference. But it could be a medical breakthrough. It could save the world, you know, or something. So we're not going to, but we're not going to tell them that we're going to do that. But it'll be a great thing if it works. Is that ethically okay?
No.
No, of course not. That's what we call informed consent. That's and that's in this patient rights. The patient has a legal right, an ethical right, to know how you're going to treat them, what type of treatment they're going to receive, how you're going to administer that treatment, what's it going to entail. Is the family going to be involved? Yes, the family's going to be involved. We're going to get you, we're going to sign all consents. We're going to, you're going to attend group. We do cognitive behavioral therapy. We're going to give you a psychiatric evaluation, a medical assessment, make sure that you're, you know, free from infectious diseases. And then we're going to move forward. I'm going to be your counselor. Fran's going to be a counselor. Joe's going to be a counselor. Mike in the back over there is going to be your counselor. And you're going to come to group and get therapy. So we need to inform them. And that's part of the patient's rights, which is an ethical, which it has to do with ethics. So this is for New York State, with patient rights. And when you go into offices, they're required by law to post the patient rights there. And probably, I think every state in the United States, there's certain postings that you see on the wall with patient rights that they have there. And the patient has a right to be informed of what their rights are. And we have an obligation, a legal obligation, to inform them of their rights. Okay, so hold on to this. Keep it with your folder. And we're going to build on that. ¶¶